சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பரா. ஓம்.
பேஜ் 18 வெர்ஸ் 9.
அஜ்ஞானமேவாஸ்ய ஹி மூல காரணம். தத்தானமேவாத்ர விதௌ விதீயதே. வித்யைவ தன்னாஶ விதௌ பதீயஸீ. ந கர்ம தஜ்ஜம் சவிரோதமீரிதம்.
லார்ட் ராமா கிவிங் தி ஆத்ம வித்யா டு லக்ஷ்மண டு ரிமூவ் ஹிஸ் சாரோ. சோ லார்ட் ராமா சேஸ், self ignorance alone is the root cause of all problems. Self ignorance means ignorance about one's own nature. It is called atma ajnanam. Ajnanam eva asya moola karanam. அஸ்ய சம்சாரஸ்ய ஜனன மரண வியாதி ஜரா, ஆல் தீஸ் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் ஆர் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அஜ்ஞானம். அஜ்ஞானம், வாட் அஜ்ஞானம்? சச்சிதானந்த பரமாத்மனஹ. சத் அஜ்ஞானம், சித் அஜ்ஞானம், ஆனந்த அஜ்ஞானம். This is the nature of Paramatma. I, the Jivatma, not knowing that I am the existence, consciousness, principle, which is the nature of Paramatma also. I am not different from Paramatma. Lack of this knowledge is called Ajnanam. This alone is the root cause. Therefore, one has to do what? Tad hanam. Ajnana hanam eva. Atma ajnanam one has to remove. How much you study other sciences, how much you earn money, how much you accomplish anything in this world, you can never be free from sorrow. Therefore, first we have to diagnose the problem. Not knowing this problem, people try to make so many other things to remove their sorrow. Not knowing this is the cause for their sorrow. They try to earn more money, they try to earn more name and fame, they try to get increase their family and house, farmhouse, flat, plot, so many other things they try to acquire, so that I am secure, I am happy. The more you acquire, the more you are unhappy. Later, after acquiring, we come to know it is a great burden. The burden, another samsara, extra samsara we are acquiring. That is why our life becoming more and more miserable. Therefore, tatu hanam, ajnana hanam, we have to destroy that ajnanam atra, regarding this samsara problem atra. Vidhau vidhiyate naru. The Shastra prescribes a remedy naru. A way out. Vidhau vidhiyate. The sadhanas are enjoined, prescribed by the shastra. Vidhiyate. What is that vidhi? What is that process? What is that program? Vidya eva sannasha vidhau patiyasi. Ajnanam is the cause. What is the opposite of ajnanam? Jnanam. Ajnanam is avidya, ignorance. Avidya opposite vidya. Ajnanam opposite jnanam. Since ajnanam is the root cause, you have to get jnanam. That is called vidya. Vidya means self-knowledge. One has to do self-enquiry. Self-enquiry means not enquiry by oneself, about oneself, not by oneself. Enquiry, vichara, should not be done by their own way, but enquiry has to be done about oneself. The preposition properly we have to put. Self-study means not study about self. Self-study means not studying myself. Studying about the self. So, vidya eva tannasha vidhau. Tannasha means ajnana nasha vidhau. In the destruction of that ajnanam, what is the patiyasi? Vidya eva patiyasi. Vidya, atmajnanam alone, is capable of destroying the ignorance. Patiyasi means it is samartha, powerful. It has capacity. Ajnanam can be removed only by jnanam. Physics ajnanam goes by physics jnanam. Chemistry ajnanam can be removed by chemistry jnanam. Cricket ajnanam can be removed by cricket jnanam. Similarly, atma ajnanam can be removed by jnanam mana. Adepadi, atma ajnanam cannot be removed by jnanam or japa or any other method. Atma ajnanam can be removed by atma jnanam. Jnanam eva patiyasi. Na karma, not any amount of rituals, karma, doing this and that. Na karma patiyasi ityartha. Karma is not having the capacity to destroy that ignorance. Why? Tatu karma, tatu kadyam kaviroha miritam. Why karma is not having the capacity to destroy ignorance, self-ignorance? Why not? Why not? To do karma, you must invoke the kartrutvam, doership. To perform certain actions, first you must be a karta. I am doer. First you have to invoke that kartrutvam, then only you can do karma. The invocation of the kartrutvam doership is possible only because of ignorance. The ignorance is the cause for the invocation of the doership. The doership is the cause for the performance of action. Therefore, ignorance is the root cause. Ignorance is the mother. Karma is the child. Tajjam, this karma is born out of tat. Ajnana, jam, anartha. It is born out of ajnana. Karma itself born out of ajnana. Kartrutvam is born out of ajnana. How such a karma can remove? Savirodhitam, na virodhitam iritam. It is not an enemy. Karma is not an enemy to destroy the self-ignorance. na virodhitam. It is not a virodhi, it is not an enemy. It is not an enemy to destroy. This self-ignorance. Because of that self-ignorance only the karma is there. How karma can destroy? Therefore, jnanam eva patiyati. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Next shloka, number 10.
Na jnanaha nirna charaga samkshayaham. Bhavetatah karma sadosham udbhavet. Tatah punah samprutirabhyavaritam. Tasmad budho jnana vicharavan bhavet.
The same essence in the 8th shloka, whatever Lord Rama said, Kriya Shariroth Bhava Hetu Radhrita, that 8th shloka again he is paraphrasing. Na Ajnana Hanihir Nacha Raga Samkshayaha Bhavet. Because of karma, Ajnana Hanihi Na Bhavet. Ajnana means self-ignorance, hanihi means destruction. Na bhavet. Na ajnana is that. Na ajnana. Ajnana, hanihi, na bhavet. Bhavet is in the second line. So, ajnanam, self-ignorance cannot be destroyed. Not only that, raga samkshayaha na bhavet. Raga means attachment. Attachment towards what? Towards body, mind, family, bank balance, profession. All these whatever we have. Raga, attachment. Attachment towards children. Attachment towards house. Attachment towards car. Strong attachment towards body, deha abhimana, mana abhimana, putra abhimana, putri abhimana, pautra abhimana, grandchildren abhimana. These are all called ragaha. Ragaha na samukshayaha bhavet. This karma, day by day you go on doing karma, your attachment will increase. More and more attachment, like a fevicol, and a quick fix madre, like quick fix. You are so attached because of one karma, morning to till night. Any karma, whatever you take, you get attached to that. It has got its some type of and the sticky nature. Karma has got, like gum has got sticky nature, no? Cellophane tape like. And karma you come on doing, you get attached to that. So raga samkshayaha. Kshayaha means destruction. It is not possible. It will never take place. Sataha. Therefore, here karma means, remember, sakama karma. Sakama karma means the actions to acquire material benefits. To acquire all material benefits means in this world whatever you want for your security, you are seeking. For those actions you do lot of acquisitions, no? Karma and acquire. After acquiring again you have to take care of them. Maintenance. You have to maintain them. First you have to get status, then you have to maintain the status. Co. That is called co. Okay, status co. So a lot of struggle is there. There is a lot of struggle. Pain is involved. Dukkha Mishritatvam. Therefore, Sataha Karma Sadosha Mudbhaved. Because of one karma, again another karma you do, which is more worse. Karma, one karma leads to another karma. Because of attachment, you do lot of karmas. So further attachment, further wrong actions. Further desires, further aspirations. Sakama. Either in this world or upper lokas. All sakama karmas, sadosha mudbhavet, they come, emerges out with lot of defects. What are lot of defects? After buying a flat with 1 crore, sadosha mudbhavet, lot of problems in that house. Before buying, only one problem. I have no house. After buying, spending lot of money, I no sleep at all. Previously only rent house, no problem, only one problem. They are not responsible. Now, after this is mine, now, more problem. That too, this much money I have paid, this much money I have paid. I have taken a bank loan, I have to pay bank loan every month, that only comes in the mind. Sadosham karma. One karma leads to another karma, another karma, another karma. And each karma is a defective karma. Because it keeps me limited, it keeps me finite. It never gives me satisfaction. People say you are fine, you are doing well. No, 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 I am not happy enough. Why you are not happy? You ask Miss India or Mr. Universe, are you happy with your accomplishments? Never. You ask any person, are you happy with your accomplishments? Okay, but further I want to grow. Where to grow? Everyone, there is a hidden dissatisfaction. Everyone. That is very, very intrinsic, I think. Maybe this dissatisfaction may be intrinsic. Born with us. Therefore, sadoshamanna, defective, with lot of limitations, dissatisfactions and bondage. That karma binds me. Tomorrow again that karma comes in my mind. Do that, do that, do that. There is a lot of tension, anxiety. Sadosham udbhavet. Tataha punaha samsrutihi api avarita. Because of this punya papa, dosha means what? We can't see outside the dosha. In potential sorrow is hidden. That is called dosha. There is some dissatisfaction. That is dosha. Again that karma leads to samsruti, samsara, janana marana cycle, transmigration. Punaha, again. Again means you have already come here. Again you go to what? Tomb. Again womb. Womb to tomb. Samsrati api avarita. You cannot avoid. Punya papa phalam. You cannot avoid. Avarita or anivarita. Unavoidable. Inevitable. Unescapable. You cannot escape from this janana marana vyadhi jara dukkhaihi. You cannot escape samsrutti api avarita. Tasmat, therefore. Therefore means wherefore. Because of these so many defects, because of this karma which cannot destroy my raga attachment, again it leads to another janma, again vyadhi, again old age. So old age in a way. Old age. That is the fear of death again. Inevitable. You cannot avoid. Tasmat. Buddha means a wise person, thinking person. Buddha means viveki ityarthah. Atmanatma viveki, a mature person. Buddha means the one who has got reasonable discriminative knowledge. A thinking person. Buddha, jnana vicharavan bhavet. Let him become or let her become jnanavan, jnana vichara. Self-enquiry, jnana vichara means atma vichara. Atma vicharavan. May this person become Vedanta Vakya Jinya Samyak Jnanavan Bhavet Ityarthaha. May this person should become wise enough. How? Through Jnana Chakshu. Samyak Jnana. Mahavakya Jinya Akhandartha Bodhaka Jnanam. I am Brahman. I am free from death. I am free from birth. I am free from old age. I am free from disease. When? Now also. I am birthless, deathless, diseaseless, decayless. Allah DDD. So, I am such a Suddha Atma Swarupam Jnanavan Bhavet. Such a knowledge should come. Then face is gloomy face, always. Otherwise, sometimes gloomy, that gloomy also, shady gloomy, it has shades in it. So, Ananda Swarupam, anarthi. Jnana Vichara Van Bhavet. First he has to do Vichara. Vichara means not Tamil Vichara. Or Telugu Vichara. Vichara means Kavalai. Already we have that. We need not do separately Kavalai. That Vichara we need not do. So, Jnana Vichara means Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam Ityarthaha. One should take to Jnana Yoga, spiritual educational program. Paramarthananda Swamiji says, spiritual educational program. Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. That is called Jnana Yoga. One has to take Jnana Yoga as their sadhana. Next shloka. Here there is in 11th shloka, second line, Yathaiva is there. Alternate reading is Tathaiva. You can take Tathaiva. Nanu Kriya Veda Mukhena Chodita. Tathaiva Vidya Purushartha Sadhanam. Kartavyata pranabhuta prachodita. Vidya sahayat swamupaiti sapunaha. Buddha means we can take the one who has sufficient chitta shuddhi. Sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Chitta shuddhi. Free from strong likes and dislikes. Free from raga dvesha. Such a person is called Buddha. Now, from 11th shloka up to 13th shloka, there is a small diversion. That is, Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi is coming. A small objectionist. That is why shloka begins with Nanu. Nanu means objection, Your Honor. I am not going to accept your statement that karma cannot destroy ignorance. Jnanam alone destroy atma ajnanam, you are telling. You are totally negating karma. You are putting down the karma. I am not able to accept that. Therefore, karma also must be there along with jnanam. One has to do karma along with atmavichara. That person is samuchayavadi. His name is called samuchayavadi. Jnana karma samuchayavadi. In Brahma Sutra we say vrittikara matam. So some people, they are called samuchayavadi. They never accept sannyasa. They quote lot of Upanishadic mantras, where Upanishadic mantras are encouraging a person to do karma. So therefore, even Kathopanishad, Trinachiketa Stribhetya Sandhim, Tri Karmatrut Tarati Janma Mrityu. This mantra talks about karma. Therefore, not only that, even Ishavasya Upanishad also, Kurvanneveha Karmani Vijivishet Shatagum Samaha. One has to live 100 years as long as the lifespan is there, 100 years, he has to continue the karma. All rituals one has to perform. That is what he says. Even Smriti, Bhagavad Gita also, Bhagavan says, Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam Karmajyayoshya Karmanaha. So one has to do karma. It is better than akarma. Therefore, these are all pramanams are there. How can you say? Not only that, Veda Purva is so vast. Jaimini wrote so many sutras about karma kanda. Veda you are accepting, Veda Anta, Veda Purva also you have to accept. Veda is equally valid, Veda Purva and Veda Anta. How can you deny Veda Anta, Veda Purva and highlighting Veda Anta? Karma, Upasana and Jnana should go together like two wings of the bird, just as the bird fly in the sky with two wings. Can it fly with one wing? Cannot. Therefore, just like the bird can fly with two wings, one has to achieve moksha with two, karma and jnana. That is the vada here. Look into the shloka. Nanu, it is not so as you said. Karma cannot remove ajnanam. Jnanam alone removes that self-ignorance. It's not true. Without karma, jnanam cannot give full phalam. Without karma association, without karma help, jnanam alone cannot liberate the person. Nanu, objection. But he says, yatha, second line you have to supply, yatha, just as vidya purushartha sadhanam bhavati, bhavati you have to supply, just as you are telling vidya means atma jnanam, jnana vichara, shravana manana nididhyasanam or vedanta study, vidya atma jnanam purushartha sadhanam, moksha sadhanam bhavati. We are telling, Vedantins are telling what? Vidya means atma jnanam, self-knowledge. It is a purushartha sadhanam means dharma artha kama moksha. So purushartha sadhanam, moksha is possible through jnanam, you are telling. Just as you are telling that atma jnanam is the moksha sadhanam, Similarly, tatha eva. That's why I have changed that yatha. Previous second line though, first yatha was there. Suppose you apply yatha, you have to take here tatha. Suppose it is yatha, you have to supply in the first line tatha. Okay, here somewhere you have to apply. Now, yatha vidya purushartha sadhanam bhavati. Tatha eva. Veda mukhena chodita kriya sadhanam bhavati. No. Veda mukhena chodita kriya. That Veda mukhena means by Vedic statements. Chodita means prescribed, enjoined. Kriya means Vedic ritual. Sandhyavandanam, Upasanam, Agnihotram, all vratams, all these are kriyah veda mukhena choditah. They also become purushardha sadhanam. Dharma, artha, kama, how can you get? You have to do karma. So grihastashrama is meant to perform all rituals. So one has to enter into grihastashrama, perform lot of rituals, and after performing rituals, if time permits, go to class. Then after coming back again, start the rituals. How long? Lifelong. How long? Don't ask like that. Lifelong. What about sannyasa? Who said there is sannyasa? There is no sannyasa ashrama at all. Why? If you take sannyasa, you are not eligible to do rituals. So sannyasa ashrama is not recommended at all. Therefore, you must be always grihastha. Grihastha or grahastha? Grihastha. So sannyasa ashrama is not agreeable to this person. He condemns sannyasa ashrama. Because sannyasa ashrama, you have to give up your agnopavitam. Then you have to, once you give up that agnopavitam, that thread, you have to give up all rituals also. Therefore you are not eligible. Therefore, according to Shankaracharya, grihastha is also a sannyasa. We are talking about antara sannyasa, not only external sannyasa. Even grihastha can reduce karmas slowly, intensify the jnana vichara. He can keep the karmas in skeletal form after achieving chitta shuddhi, chitta ekagrata. We are not telling totally avoid karma. Vedantin says, perform nishkama karma, avoid sakama karma, and reduce the timing. As you are growing, you are not supposed to do rituals. If you get white hair, you are not supposed to do certain rituals. So therefore, there are lot of restrictions. So you have to do purushartha sadhanam bhavati. Not only that, kartavyata pranabhritaha kartavyata prachodita. Pranabhritaha means the human being. Pranabhritaha is a shashti ekavachanam. Pranabhrit kakarantaha pullingaha pranabhrit shabdaha. Pranabhritaha for a human being. In the shashti meaning, don't take var means chaturthi. Okay, pranabhritaha kartavyata prachodita. For every human being, shastra prescribe kartavyata. Kartavyata means you have to take that prathama as tritiya. Tritiya arthe kartavyataya. Kartavyataya means one has to do the duties, given duties, Brahmana karma, Brahmana has to do, Kshatriya has to do Kshatriya karma. Similarly, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, they have to do their duties. So, Kartavyata, here especially Grihasthashrama karmas. All these are given Kartavyataya, Prachodita, Karma Prachodita. Karma means Kriya. The karma only used as Kriya here. Means Vedic rituals. Prachodita. Veda Mukhena Prachodita means prescribed. Prachodita. Vihita Nitya Naimittika Karma Prachodita. Nitya means regularly one has to perform certain duties. Sandhyavandanam, Agnihotram, etc. Naimittika, occasionally you have to do Shraddha Tarpanadi. Like that, they are already prachodita. Pranabhutaha kartavyataya prachodita. Not learning just what all I have to do. After learning, enakku theriyum sandhyavandanam eppadi pannanum. Pandriya daily. No time. There is no time for Agnihotram, Sandhyavandanam. All these are not relevant nowadays. And people are not doing at all. What is Agnihotram, they will ask. They know only one Agnihotram. That is smoking. I also do regular Agnihotram. Enna appa anna? Smoking anna. That is Agnihotram. So, these are all only relevant to that olden days Vaidika. So, Rama is talking about olden days Vaidika. The one who lives a Vedic life. If all Vedic lifestyle is in skeletal form, whether it is there or not, doubtful. Brahmana is not living as a Brahmana. Not having any qualities of a Brahmana. So, therefore, one has to live to that, up to that. Otherwise, what is the use of saying, I am a Brahmana, henge Brahmanam? So, one has to follow all stipulated, prescribed, enjoined rituals given by the Shastra. After all of them meant for what? For whose sake? For well-being of the humanity only. Not knowing that. If you do daily Sandhyavandanam, your buddhi will become so sharpened. Daily 3 times you have to do. Morning, afternoon, evening. 3 times. 1 time itself is in casuality. What to do? Therefore, this Karma Kandi is asking. The morning itself they are going to office. Where is the time to do? That's why you have to choose such a job. I can come only this time. I have my own duties. Given duties, I will come then only. I will work in this office and jolano. Just as in the certain countries, they go to office and they do yoga, exercise, walking, compulsory. They go there. When they are all compulsory, why not our rituals compulsory? At least minimum, puja. Daiva puja, everyday japa, dhyanam, sandhyavandanam. What are all given duties? Why can't we do that? Very important that which purifies the mind. Morning and evening, daiva prarthana is compulsory. Without that, life is meaningless. It is fragrance less, okay? Fragrance less than in artha, there is life is so dry in artha. Okay. Kartavyataya pranabhutaha prachodita karma prachodita vidya sahayatvam upaiti sapunaha. Therefore, who is telling all this? Samuchayavadi is telling. What he says, karma is compulsory lifelong. What we the Vedantin says, karma is compulsory up to you get Chitta Shuddhi. Later you can do karma, it is an abhasa. It is not compulsory for you. It is not compulsory, but you perform not to get Chitta Shuddhi. Loka Sangraha. For Loka Sangraha you can do. That's why you must understand what is the stand, Vedantin's standpoint regarding karma. What is Samuchayavadi says? So from 14th sloka, Rama is going to condemn the Samuchayavadi. So this is only a Purapaksha, Prachodita. Then he says, Sa Punaha, Sa Kriya. That rituals, Sa Kriya is Sri Lingam. Therefore, Sa and Sri Lingam. Sa Punaha, again. Again what? Vidya Sahayatvam Upaiti. This Vidya, self-knowledge, requires Sa Sahayatvam. That help, support of karma. Enquiry, self-enquiry, Atma Vichara, Vedanta Shravanam requires the help or support of the karma. Without that, Vidya cannot give moksha. It requires a support. Sa karma, sa kriya punaha, Vidya sahayatvam. Vidya sahayatvam upaiti. That karma becomes a supportive sadhana. A supportive sadhana. Without a supportive sadhana, like anga angi bhava. Anga angi bhava. Main ritual, a supportive satellite ritual. So one main ritual, then a satellite ritual. Just as when you do puja, before puja, you have to do Ganapati Prarthana, Shuklam, Bharadram, Vishnu. That is called a satellite. Anga. Anga puja. Angi puja is the main puja. You are going to do Satyanarayana Vratam, this Vratam, Adat Vratam. What you do? Anga. Anga means this Ganesha Prarthana. You have to do first. Like that only. Then only that gives follow. This is what an example, you know, that's what I am telling. There are many other Vedic rituals. That's what he is going to tell in the next shloka. I will read. Shloka 12.
Karma krutau dosham api srutir jadau. Tasmat sada karyamidam mumukshunam. Nanu svatantra dhruva karya karini. Vidyana kinchin manasapya pekshate.
Here, first two lines are Purapakshi, Samuchyavadi. And the third and fourth line Siddhanti. We are not able to withstand up to 14th sloka. So, Lord Rama wants to give an answer, short answer to Samuchyavadi. The third line, Natu, is there. You can have another alternate reading, Nanu. Karma akritau, dosham api, srutirjagau. Veda declare jagauna. Jagau means Veda mentions. Shruti means Veda. Veda mentions karma akritau dosham api. If one does not perform karma, karma akritau, why divachanavana nitya naimittika karma. Nitya naimittika karma. That's why divachanam. Karma akritau. By avoiding nitya karma, naimittika karma, regular duties and occasional duties, not performing, why shraddha karma? People are questioning, you know, who is eating? We do not know. Why I have to do? Already over. 13 days over, 1 year over. Why we have to do? So why they ask like this? You know, they do not know the significance of their performance. People do not know. So therefore you require Shastra and Shraddha. That is why it is called Shraddham. Shraddhaya karoti iti Shraddham. Annual ceremonies one has to do akrutau. Akarane pratyavayaha. He says, akarane by non-performance pratyavayaha doshamasti. Pratyavaya papam will come. One will acquire papa. Pratyavaya papam. Akarane pratyavayaha. In Mundakopanishad also we saw Asyagnihotram Adarsham Apornamasam and Achaturmasyam Anagrayanam Agnihotram Cha Atithir Varjitam. All these doshas are there where this person will go. He will go to Naraka, not to Swarga. In Sakama Karma, when you are performing, you have to follow lots of restrictions. If you violate any one condition or rule, it will reverse. Phalam comes in a reverse way. So dangerous and artha. So you have to be very careful. Doshamapi. Omissions and commissions. Okay. Karma akritau doshamapi shrutir jagau. Gai dhatu jagau means gai dhatu. One P, first conjugation. Parasmai pade lit jagau jagatuhu jaguhu pradhama purusha ekavachanam jagau tasmat therefore samuchevadi says therefore tasmat mumukshuna idam sada karyam mumukshuna by the person who want to get moksha. The desirer of moksha, mumukshuhu, tena mumukshuna, by that mumukshu, every seeker of moksha, idam karyam sada, idam means idam karma, idam nitya naimityika karmani, sada karyam, one has to perform all the time, sada. Never say no. That means sada anardham, don't take sannyasa anardham. Sada karyam means don't take sannyasa. That is why some people are very, very vehement. There is no sannyasa ashrama at all. Some people claim like that. Sannyasa ashrama means you are relinquishing all your duties. How can you get jnanam? Jnanam alone cannot give moksha. Without karma support, therefore do karma lifelong and study shastra. Who said? Do go to class also. But be in grihastha ashrama. Some people, by seeing saffron close, it is, you know, bhayam. Bhayam vardham. They are afraid of that. That is why sannyasa is not for all people. Bhashya sannyasa is not compulsory. Antra sannyasa is must for everyone. After 50, you are wearing antra saffron clothes. You must. Otherwise, you will get a lot of kicks. Better you leave everything before they are pulling from you. Before they are pulling, you leave them gracefully. Abdullah panna matam. Okay. People, tasma sada karyamidam mumukshana. This is the contention of a samuchayavadi. Therefore, many people won't come to Vedanta class. You know why? There is time to go to study. Because morning duty, afternoon ritual, evening ritual. So many puja, upasana, that and this and all. So much they are doing. Shastra says, okay, you do up to 40, 45, complete that. When you are becoming old, white hair is coming, you are becoming older and older, reduce them. Spend more time for Shastra, at least at the age of 50. if not 15, we are not expecting too early. Okay, if not 15, at least 50. If 50 could have earlier, then you are not following Vedic injunctions. Now, Siddhanti says, Nanu. Nanu, what you are telling you, the Samuchyavadi, is not correct. It is not correct. Sada karyamidam is not correct. Lifelong. Divivishet Satagum Samaha Kurvaneva. And the Kurvan is the present active participle. Kurvan continuously do an artha. Don't say like that. Why? He says Vidya na kinchit manasa api apekshate. Vidya, the self knowledge, will not expect. Apekshate means expecting, waiting for, expecting what? Karma. Kinchit manasa api na apekshate, even mentally also it will not recommend, even mentally dhyanam also. Swamini, after studying shastram I go and do meditation. Manasa koncham dhyanam panna. Dhyanam is not helpful for self knowledge. Dhyanam is helpful to receive the teaching. You get chitta ekagrata but not knowledge. Okay. So you can learn dhyanam, you can learn ashtanga yoga, but not for gaining knowledge. They are all enhancing, you know. They are all enhancing supporters. We agree. Why? Jnanam is swatantra dhruva karya karyini. Swatantra, it is independently is able to give knowledge. Dhruva karya karyini, definitely it is able to give knowledge. Vidya swatantra, jnanam vastu tantram. Karma kartrutantam. Jnanam depending upon what and nothing. If you open your eyes, you see the objects. Afterwards, it doesn't require anything. Jnanam doesn't require anything further. Once light is there, it removes darkness. After putting light to remove darkness, I want to do some japa. Why? Once you put light, that's all. Darkness goes. Similarly, jnanam comes, ajnana andhakaram runs away. You need not do anything further. Why? It can give phalam, jnana phalam, independently. What is jnana phalam? Moksha. It can give jnana phalam independently. Swatantra. Vidya swatantra dhruva karya karini. What is that karyam of jnanam? Moksha. Dhruvam means definitely it gives moksha. It doesn't require any imagination. Manasukulla wee bit of thought. That mental manasik karma also it doesn't require. What to talk of verbal action and physical action. Manasik karma ve vendan. So it doesn't require. Next shloka we will read. Shloka number 13.
Na satya karyepi hi edvadadvaraham. Prakankshate jnanapi karakadikan. Tathaiva vidya vidhita prakashitaihi. Vishishyate karma bhireva muktaye.
He is so adamant, Samuchyavadi. He says, no, now it starts. I am not going to accept jnanam alone independently gives moksha? Never. It never happens. Why? Satyakarye apihi yadvadadvaraha. Advaraha means Vedic ritual. Advaraha yadvat satyakarye api. Satyakarya means nityakarya manat. Nitya karma. Nitya naimittika karma. Satyakarye api prakankshate. Anyanapi karakarin prakankshate. Any ritual requires what? Some pati, first yajamana, patni, wife is required, then priest is required, then some oblations, some thing we have to, accessories all. Karakadin means what? Accessories. They're all there. Without that, for Vinayaka Chaturthi to perform, you have to buy so many things. Without buying anything, you cannot do any ritual, no? Puja also you cannot do. How many things everybody is buying, no? Peri peri bag no tukita pora. Karakadin. Not one bag or two bags, two, three bags they are carrying. Karakadin. Who? Is Yajamana. And they have to prepare so many things, naivedyam, you have to offer so many things. Sarakadim prakankshate. They are all required. Tathayeva vidya. Similarly, jnanam also required. Just as you prepare sambar, just like that it cannot come. You have to prepare sambar podi first. Without sambar powder, how can you prepare sambar? So cooking is not possible. We are seeing in the world for every ritual, every action, so many accessories. Karakadim tadhaev vidya vijitaha prakashitaihi. Once the vidya, the knowledge also is associated with some enjoined prescribed actions, then only it is vishishyate, it excels. It gives phalam. Karma bhihi eva muktaye. For the moksha sake, one has to travel along with karma. Karma bhihi eva. So he is so firm. That is why after coming to Vedanta class also many people continue in the karma kanda. They are having lot of significance in that rather than Vedanta. Okay, Shastra says, okay, take your own time. Take your own time, one day you come to know. Take your own time, no hurry. Shastra says, no hurry. Therefore, 1 week time I will give. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.